In Shulchan Aruch, Merachayim, Hilchos Tefillin, Sim Lama Bey, Sif Lama Zayin, the Mechava Paskins, about the bottom, it's the bias of Tefillin that holds Pashias, and the Shalyan, the Sharosh, the square, like a box, an exact square bias that holds the bottom. Mechava Paskins, or HaBatim, the leather, the yard that the bias is made from, Tzerch Shia Me'ubid L'shma, it has to be Me'ubid, worked out L'shma, Hechad Efshe, when possible, or if you look at the hema, the raw skin of the hema, it's completely different from that's ma'ubid, that's worked out. When it's worked out, we call it leather. I think it's harder, it's more durable, it has a whole different matter, a whole different feel to it. But there's something that's orachaya, there's raw skin of the behema, and then there is the other ma'ubid. So when you ma'abid the leather, the way the ikka ma'isa being ma'abid, of making the or into or ma'ubid, is they put it into salmonim. They put it into a vat, into a bar, into a pit of, today we might call it chemicals, I don't think it's actually chemicals, it was, it's like it's certain salmonim, certain ingredients, it's very, very strong, very powerful. The place we even talk about how difficult it is to go near, the smell was overpowering, it's very, very difficult to go near, that's why it's hard to find a yid that can do it, there were goyim that are trained to go near it, but for the or of tefillin, the mechab is saying should be moved lishma. They should put the raw skin into this vat, the shem mitzvah tefillin, lishma. But the mechab does say hechad efshe when possible. So what does that mean? That means in case you don't find leather that was moved lishma, as a b'di'evit, you can take, or that was not moved lishma, you could just buy from a guy leather and make from that tefillin. As I state in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Lama Beis. Bites in Siman Lama Gimel, the Mechava Paskins, or her Ritzuis. The Ritzuis are the straps that we Makasha the tefillin to the yad, to the arm, to the hand, and Makasha the straps that you tie it onto the head, the tefillin Sharosh, or her Ritzuis, the Mechava Paskins. Tzor Shia Mubil Lishmoi. It says also has to be Mubil Lishmoi, but here the Mechava does not say Hechavi Asha. Here it's Mashma, the Mishavur is Medaik that also, in Sukkot Yuches, that's Mashma that here it's makiv, but the or tzuos must be moved in lishma more than the or the batim. The mishabur is not ma'ira that this is different than the or batim. He just is medayik that over here it's mashm it's makiv, but I think he means to be ma'ira that before in the siman before we learned that the or the batim is only hechad efshe. We're possible. If it's not possible, you can use even or that was not moved in lishma. But the or tzuos is a big hakpada. It's makiv. It must be moved in lishma. What's the chiluk? Explain the chiluk. We'll start with I think the makor of the din is a brisa in Masech Menachos Stuff and Beis and Beis. It's two other places also. It's also in Sanhedrin of Chesma Beis and in Gittin Memheim Beis. The brisa is Memes Machoikis Machoikis Tanoim. The brisa says Osho Behema Tameya. First of all, the Osho Behema Tameya Psulis that you can never use for tefillin. That's a drasha the Gemara says in Shabbos the eighth parak and Mutar Bechicha. But Osho Behema Tahiris Ksheris. But the Osho Behema Tahira. From a behemoth to me, it would be like a horse. The leather from a horse, that's possible tefillin. But all behemoth to her, that means like a cow, that's kosher tefillin. So the Tanakhama says, all behemoth to her is ksheris, afafishon yidun lishma. Even though it was not bubun lishma, the Tanakhama seems to hold, says the ksheris, you don't need bubun lishma. If Shimon Gamliel lema, af all behemoth to her, soon as she abdun lishma. Shimon Gamliel is the one that says that you have to have ibil lishma. So it's machogis to know him. If you need Ibn Lishmah on that. So Toysis and Menachas, B'Shem B'Natam, Pasans like a Shem Gamliel. He says, Allah is like a Shem Gamliel, that Or Abatim, that the Or of Tzilin has to be moved Lishmah. And as they pass in the Torah, and Erechaim, Simon on Beis, B'Shem D'Rosh, and Adu Yishayim. But the Rambam, the Ramshit is in Perigim, of Lost Tzilin, and Alchot Esvav, is that it does not need to be moved Lishmah. It's the Rambam. And, that's what the, this is Pshat in the Mechava. The Rambam says in Or Abatim. Or the batim is not to be moved in lishma. So this is what the mechab is saying. The mechab is saying by batim we have a rambam that holds ram sheet that passes in the like the tanakama. They don't need moved in lishma. So that's why the mechab is saying if you don't have oris moved in lishma, you should use or not moved in lishma to be yisun chol pachas of the ram sheet. But by vitzus is different. We can get that soon. The Mogen Avraham says that this mechab that says that or batim you can. That tzarach shi mubil l'shma hechad efshe, but hechad hi efshe, we don't have a mubil l'shma, you can put on tefillin that was not mubil l'shma. The Magen Avraham says, you can even make a brach on it. So the Magen Avraham explains, even though the Rambam is a das yachid, And when it comes to a bracha, maybe we can understand that you should be yisul chol pachas to feed the Rambam. If you have no other tefillin, the only tefillin you have is from all is not moving the shmar, that's the only kashon to feed the Rambam. I can understand that you should try to be yisul at least to feed the Rambam, but what's the heck to make a bracha on it? It's very mishen machaylik. So the Magen Rambam says it's not only Rambam, it's Rashi also. Rashi also holds that it's not moving the shmar. There's also kosher, mainly the Rambam and Rashi, two sheets already, you could be semach on that to make a bracha. The Bihalocha is Ma'ir on this Magen Avraham. He says that Rashi is not exactly the same as the Rambam. Because look in the Rambam says more than the fact that you don't even move Lashma. The Rambam's Lashon is, Av Osha Machapin Boy, the order that you cover the Pashis, ain't it Serchi Bikal? The Rambam Pashis doesn't eat it at all. And he writes, Afimo Seu Matzah, the Ram called or that was not moved, raw skin, he called it matzah, or matzah. The Mekremis Habi, Nogun Asay Se Sambor Matzah. Ram writes, many places were noig to use tefillin from raw skin. They made tefillin out of very, maybe it was easier to shape, it was softer, but they used to make tefillin out of raw skin. I'm not sure what the Rambam is moistip on. I'm not sure if the Rambam says other places. What's the Rambam moistip on Halacha by telling us that Mekremis Habi, Nogun Asay Se Sambor Matzah? Some might say that he's like Paskin. The Rambam Paskin that you don't have to. We Paskin, he held Paskin Tanakama, and the Rambam understands the Tanakama to be saying a bigger Kiddush. Not only you don't even move Shmo, you don't even move it at all. That's how the Rambam understood Tanakama. You don't need to move it at all. You can even use or Matzah or Chai, raw skin. So what's the Rambam being Moisif? He tells us Mekremis Habi, no good lasse. As every death is Mokaf it, I'm not sure the Rambam is Moisif with that. But Al Kaponim, that's the Rambam. But the Bialocha says, Rashi, you don't see that. Rashi, the only thing you see in Rashi is that you don't need even lashma, but this extra chiddush, you don't need even at all, that you don't see in Rashi. So in the Meila, the Bihalach wants to say, if you want to understand the Magen Avraham, when he said that you can be soymich on these tefillin to make a bracha on, he means if it's mu'ubid, just not moving lashma. If it's mu'ubid and it's just a moving lashma, that would be kashon lefi Rashi and the Rambam. But if it's not mu'ubid at all, then you only have the Rambam. You only have one shita, so that already is right. You can't say that the Bihalach. You can't say the Magen Avraham is saying to make a brach on that. That's the Bialacha Tzahar. When I was learning this, I was just looking at it, and I said, that it seems to me...
You said
the Bialacha says, the only thing you see in Rashi is that you don't need Mubil Lishma. You don't see... No, but the Rambam says the Ferish is extra Chesh. Rambam says, not only you don't need Mubil Lishma, you don't need Mubil at all. Right. That's he's just being murdered. That's from the Magen Avraham. He's qualifying the Magen Avraham. He's explaining the Magen Avraham was very mean. Only a tefillin that or that was mu'ubid, like Moshe bought it from a guy. Because the Machabi just says I'm not moving the Shema in the family. Yeah. Okay. In the family. Yeah. He's explaining very clearly. But if you just had tefillin that's kosher to the Rambam, that you wouldn't say that. But when we look at this Magen Avraham that's saying there's a Rashi Shita and the Bialocha is explaining Rashi Shita, where's this Rashi? They don't even tell us who this Rashi is. So I'm looking and I think they mean Rashi and Sanhedrin from Chesed and Beis. Rashi and Sanhedrin is priced on the Tanakhama that says that you don't need even the Shema. Rashi says the reason is. The reason is because hazmona lav milsehi b'lo ichlus lamba. The reason is because hazmona lav milsehi. That's also sugya in Sanhedrin over there about hazmona, whether it's machoikis in Gemara, whether hazmona milsehi or hazmona lav milsehi. Hazmona means if you're it's similar to hektish. It doesn't mean ramash hektish, not being marked something, but hazmona means like you appoint something for davar shebekedusha or for davar issa. Marshal the Gemara talks about. Big day mason. The din is begin shomez osbahanah. We learned that from a drush of the right, so sham from Egorufa, says sham by Mrs. Miriam, says sham by Egorufa, the Gemara's another drush also, that big day mason, tachichim, the mashal are osbahanah. So this is partial. You have tachichim that you put on a mess, they dress the mess with the tachichim, become osbahanah, and then you want to take it off, use it for something else, it's osbahanah. But the Gemara's shayin, what about the ha'oyrig beggar the mess? Someone made a beggar for mess, but he never put on the mess yet. And then he wants to change his mind, use it for something else. Does it become already a din big day mason? Does it become asabana? So the Gemara says, that's telling in Machaikis whether it's mona milsi. Quintal mandam as mona milsi, it already becomes asa. Quintal mandam as mona lab milsi, it's rubber. You can't prepare something beforehand. When you use it, it becomes big day mason. But there's no such thing as preparing something beforehand, it's mutter. Not enough being in the place to talk about is a tikshel tefillin. If you take a bag and you use it for tefillin, it's already muktish, becomes in that kedusha. It can only be used in tefillin. You can't put anything else in it. Even a siddha. A siddha is less kedusha than tefillin. You can't even put a siddha in a tefillin bag. But what about if you're mazen? You bought a bag, you never put in tefillin yet. You just bought a bag and you said you can use it for tefillin, and then you want to change your mind and use it to put a siddha in. Also, for example, can you do that? That'd be telling this machaikas, whether it's man milsi or man rab milsi. And the eitz is, when you buy the bag, the first time you should put in the tefillin with the siddha. The mitzvah from the one to keep the siddha in, at least even in the plastic, it's a shayin on the plastic that goes on the outside, is also a textile tefillin. But if you're less chima, use it for something less, just wants to put in tissues, to other things, you know, that'd be all the shayla, but you should do it from the beginning. But if you didn't use it yet, that's all in the machakas, whether it's mana milsi here or not. As a man, Rashi is saying that this whole musig of doing ibud l'shma is totally in the musig of hazmana milsi. If you hold hazmana milsi, then you can prepare something beforehand, then you have a musig of preparing the ar beforehand to make batim out of it. But the ibud, putting it in the samamonim, would mean something. It's possible to do l'shma. But if you hold hazmana l'amilsi, there's no musig of putting something in, of making something even lishma. There's no musig of hazman al milsi. That's Rashi. That was the guess from the din Rashi. We definitely find it in, even Rashi's moida, that is a din of even lishma by other things, by the klaf. The whole machaikas over here is about the, in the Gemara is about the tefillin, about the aura of tefillin. But the klaf, the mosh, the klaf that you write a sefer Torah on, or the klaf that you write tefillin on, how come moida has to be moved with lishma? So how's Rashi in the din?
Something and you
want to
say you can use it for
a film. Yeah.
So that's something
else.
So then you're making
this. Very good. Or. Right, I've heard that's what I was thinking to say also. That the whole Rashi's story is when something is like Muslim Bizman, it's like beforehand. To do something like the aura of tefillin, that is before you made the bias. But over here, once you ma'abed klaf, it's already klaf. When you ma'abed it for klaf, as soon as it's ma'ubed, it's already klaf. Maybe a little bit more preparations, a little bit more, but not really. But basically, it's right there. That making the klaf right now, that's already, you don't need hazmana. That's not hazmana, because it's right now. That's what you have to say. Gabbai Reb Chaim speaks about this kasha also. Reb Chaim in the Sefer, Chushu Ben Chaim, Alevi, Pekalas, Ochtun Lachidas, and he goes to try to explain a little bit different. But I think this is the more Pashup shot, that this is not telling in Hazmana, the Klaf, because that's doing it right now. But Rashi's saying, though the Batim is beforehand, there's no musik of doing something before for Tefillin that's going to be done later, that unless you hold Hazman Mulsi. Tosfos asks on Rashi, how could Rashi say that it's telling in Hazman Mulsihi? No, Maisel, Allah, we pass like Rabbah, Hazman Olav Mulsihi. I think the person a little bit more, they say to be machmir when it comes to tikshal tefillin and things like that, but a little nicer. Maybe it's only after you use the tefillin. If you put the tefillin, maybe not the hazman apart. But Tosfos says, nice we paskin that hazman lab will see. You know, begging on mass is mutta by now. If you begging on mass before you actually put on the mass, it's mutta. And we also paskin, Tosfos says, like a shemagam liel, that you need ibud tefillin lishma. So it's a steer. So Tosfos wants to say that not like Rashi, it's not totally Hazman and Milsi, because over here it's not Hazman, over here it's a Maisa Ibud. Hazman is only maybe a pair. Now we can do a Maisa. But a Maisa and Rashi is the Kasha.
They make these classes for the film, this company. They have them to make it as
well. But maybe they make it in mind that the Siddurim also, the people are going to put a Siddur and film and some people would stuck them in your faces, other things, maybe they have all that in mind. But I think my thesis is, and I think it's true, that we pass on Hazman al Amilsi. The real shayla of Maisa with the tikshal tefillin would be once you use it. If you use it for one thing, then it'll be a problem. So thesis says.
You have to make Maisa
smaller. That's right then and there.
What's right then and there?
It's not beforehand.
But the tefillin.
That was Shima. Shima, I hear you saying. Well, you know, the Teretz is that Shima. The Shmir is Shalayach Misena. Don't forget, it's a mistake people make. People think that there's a Sia L'Shem Matzah. It's not what it is. It's a Shmir Shalayach Misena L'Shem Matzah. I'm watching it. That should not become chometz. That's the real lishma is that watching from becoming chametz. Maybe that's right now. I'm watching from becoming chametz now. That's machorges. But that's already. I mean, it's not. That's already. Because the chutzma here already. I don't know. Why should I see the Okay, this is Rashi. This Rashi says that if you hold Hazmana Amilsahi, then there's no Indian of Ibn Lishma. So what were you saying then? Tosis is asking a theory that we paskin like Rabba Hazmana Amilsahi, but we also paskin that you need Ibn Lishma. So Tosis says Rashi doesn't paskin that you need Ibn Lishma. Rashi paskin Tanakama. Right, the whole kasha was Tosis assumes that Tosis passes the Rishon Gamliel, but Rashi will paskin like the Tanakama that you don't need Ibn Lishma. So it's very good. Rashi says the whole shayin is telling you Hazmana Milsi, and we talk a paskin Hazmana Milsi, and we talk a paskin Tanakama that you don't need Ibn Lishma. So this is the Rashi I think that the Magen Avraham is bringing down, that from this Rashi Tosis the kasha and the Magen Avraham is bringing down and the Bialos is bringing down that Rashi holds that we paskin you don't need Ibn Lishma. Because Rashi says the whole machlokes is telling in whether hazmana milsi or not, and on ma'aseh we paskin hazmana lav milsi. So therefore we paskin that you don't need we paskin tanakama, you don't need ibn lishma. And now the bialach is very good. That's what the bialach is saying. The only thing you see from Rashi here is that you don't need ibn lishma. But you don't see from Rashi that you don't need ibn at all. That you don't see. The Rambam is the one that says you don't need ibn at all. So it comes out it's a machlokes the Rambam and Rashi pshat the tanakama. Again, the Brayis Tanakama holds that Tfilin does not need Ibn Lishma, and Shem Gamliel holds that Tfilin does need Ibn Lishma. So what's Pshat Tanakama? Why does Tanakama hold you don't need Ibn Lishma? So the Rambam learns Tanakama holds you don't need Ibn at all. If you don't need Ibn at all, that's where you need Ibn Lishma. But Rashi says the reason why you don't need Ibn Lishma is because we hold Hazmana Lav Milsahi. And if you hold Hazmana Lav Milsahi, there's no Musik of doing Ibn in advance, in the Lishma in advance. And that'll be enough Kamina, according to Rambam, you don't need Ibn at all. According to Rashi, you do need Ibn, you just don't need Ibn Lishma. So Bem is this three sheetahs. Again, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh and the other Rishonim hold Paschal Shem Gamliel, that you need Ibn Lishma. The Rambam hold Paschal Tanakama, and he learns in Tanakama you don't need Ibn at all. And Rashi seems to hold that maybe you do need Ibn, the Bialoch says maybe you do need Ibn, you just don't need Ibn Lishma, you also Paschal Tanakama. Now this is all benegeya the batim, but the batim, like he said, that holds the pashis. But the ritzuos, the straps, even the Rambam's moida. This is a Rambam, I think in that same Rambam. The Rambam passes also in Perigim Hulstel, and the Rambam passes, but the ritzuos does have to be lishma. So obviously, the Rambam holds the ritzuos needs ibud, and the ritzuos needs ibud lishma. What's taka the chiluk between the tzus and the batim? So the Magen Avraham tells them. The Magen Avraham Siman Gimel wants to say the chiluk will be because the Ram says in Pergim of Chasuma Chalav Shmoyin Halacha Sheish Ma'aseh Tefillin. The Ram says there's 8 halachas Moshe Mesinai in halachas Moshe Mesinai in Tefillin. And Agav, I always looked at Tefillin is one of the best examples of why there's 2 halachas in the Torah. There's Torah Shav Iksav and Torah Shav Apeh. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Hasinai and gave us two Torahs. Teshuv Iksav and Teshuv Alpeh, because there are things in Teshuv Iksav that you cannot begin to understand without Teshuv Alpeh. For example, in Teshuv Iksav it says to put on tefillin. It doesn't say what tefillin is. It doesn't say what shape it is. It doesn't say what color it is. It doesn't say anything. Teshuv Alpeh it says it should be square. It should be ribua. It says it should be black. It should be shachar. That's so without the Teshuv Alpeh you won't begin to know what Teshuv Iksav is saying. But Al Kapon Rambam says there's 8 halacha Moshe Mesinai. One of the halacha Moshe Mesinai is filling is Rambam says she year ritzuah shcheris. The ritzuah should be black. The sound of Rambam is meduyik. Only according to the Rambam, only the ritzuah need to be black, not the batim. The batim you don't really have to have black. Is a mainla the Magen Avraham wants to say since the ritzuahs have to be shcheris, that's why the Rambam holds you need ibud, you need ibud lishma. So the goyin and biagura he's very mayach. They ask on the Magen Avraham, what does one have to do the other? Just because the Rambam says that you need the ritzuos to be shcheris, why is that a reason why you should need ibud and ibud lishma? Just because you have to do something does not tell you that it has to be ibud and lishma. He gives an example. By the batim, there's a din, you have to make a shin on it. You have to be chaykik, you have to press out a tzur of a shin. It's also not from Moshe Mesinai, that there should be a shin. And we don't find anywhere that the Rambam says that therefore the batim have to be ibud and ibud lishma. Okay, the Rambam says you don't need ibud. So he says, what's the sushdam? So I was thinking maybe Kenzine, the Magen Avraham means that there's a difference in the shachar, the shchayris, the black of or that's mu'ubid, and the shachar of black that's not mu'ubid. I'm not sure if that's true, but if you look at it, maybe it's a different type of color, slightly different type of black. When you put the tzeba, there's a certain way to make the diyoy also. We have a messiah on the ingredients of how to make this ink. When you put this ink on different materials, it might come out a slightly different shade. The mela, maybe that's the Kabbalah was, the last much we saying it was, it should be this type of shachar, the mela has to be mubin. Maybe that's what the Magen Avraham means. But that still wants to explain what has to be moved on the Shema. If that's telling you, if it's nichlal, then maybe that was also Moshe Mitzrayim. What kind of shachar? And then it was nichlal on that. We always knew that only happened if you ma'abed it off. If you ma'abed it off, then it'll come out to be this kind of shachar. But that doesn't tell you that has to be in the Shema. And you can't say that maybe anything that's to be moved, but mainly needs to be moved on the Shema. First of all, why is it such a svara? Where's the loose state that just because it's the thing that told you what color it has to be in, that tells you it has to be moved? Where does it tell you it has to be in the Shema? Also, there's a theory to it. Because there's a Rambam sheet in Pergamos, and the Rambam says that the cloth that you write a Sefer Torah on, the cloth that you write tefillin on, has to be moved in the Shema. But the cloth that you write mezuzahs on, the Rambam says, has to be moved, but not in the Shema. It doesn't have to be in the Shema. It's not the Rambam. The Rambam says the chiluk between the cloth of mezuzahs and all the other cloths. The cloth of mezuzahs does need ibud, the Rambam says, does not need to be in the Shema. The old ask on the Rambam is where I'm get that from. It's like a Zeisha Rambam, but in Shas you don't find that chiluk. The Kesef Mishnah brings down that the Chachmi Lunil asked the Rambam this kasha. Where did you get this from? That the cloth of mezuzah should be different. And the Kesef Mishnah, I think it's in Shubas Rambam. The Rambam answered the Chachmi Lunil because there's a chiluk in the kedusha. Sefer Torah in Tefillin is goof on kedusha. They themselves it's chayvus haguf. Everyone's mechuyev to have a Sefer Torah in Tefillin. Mashenki mezuzahs. If you have a bias, you chayv in a mezuzah. If you don't have a bias, if you don't have a room, you don't have a pesach, a tzus of pesach, a doorpost and a mezuzah, you don't need to make a mezuzah. As a mela, since the kedusha is more kal, it doesn't have to be in the Shema. The Kesef Mishnah himself says, "Zeish Shreiteris." I mean, what does that mean? And in the Kivegi and Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Peches has a mokef in Rambam and Yishami, and the Mafteich in Rambam. They're all trying to speak about this. But upon him, there is a Shiramim that says that mezuzah has to have be meubid, but not the Shema. So you definitely see there's such a thing as being meubid, a chiyuv being meubid, but doesn't have to be in the Shema. As a mela, if we wanted to learn in the Rambam, the reason why mitzvahs have to be the Shema, because you have a din, there has to be shachar. And the only way to make that type of shachar is to make the Shema Ubid. But it still doesn't answer why it has to be in the Shema. Because just because it's Ubid, it doesn't have to be in the Shema, like you find by mezuzah. So this is another territory. Rashi Shita, that the Ba'atim don't have to be Ubid the Shema, because we call it Zman Rab Milsahi, and you don't have to, there's no musag of the Shema beforehand. How would Rashi understand this halach of Ritzuis, that Ritzuis have to be in the Shema? The Teretz is, maybe the way we said by Klap, that the Ritzuis is not, the Ibud is not so far removed from the actual Ritzuis. Once it's moved, it's already Ritzuis. I mean, all you have to do is maybe cut it out, a little chaticha, tziya, cut it out into straps, but basically, as soon as it's moved, it's already Ritzuis. It's not so far beforehand. Maybe that's why, the same way by cloth is a musag of moving the Shema point, they're actually the same thing with Tzuis is a din of moving the Shema. And only by batim not. But Al Kaponim, this is the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch that we started with. Again, in Simon Amid Beis, in Hilchos Tefillin, Sif Lamed Zayin, the Mechaber Paskin, that all batim tzach shi moving the Shema hecha de efsha. There are the batim, according to Rebbe Sharinim, has to be moving the Shema. But it's only hecha de efsha, in case a person does not have or this mubid l'shma, the only leather he has that he could buy from a guy, he should also make tefillin l'chol pachos v'yitz according to the Rambam and Rashi. But by Ritzuis and Simon Lamegimud, next Simon, the Mechav Nesoysim, and Mechav says, or Ritzuis, Toshi Yemiv l'shma, he has to be l'shma. Shad is, he goes, there you have no one chayil gone. The Rambam and Rashi also made that the Ritzuis have to be l'shma. And then this is the three sheets that we explained before. And this din that the R of Ritzuis for sure has to be removed in the Shema, and the R of the Batim, according to Rabbi Shain at least, has to be removed in the Shema. The Tuas is a Chiddush. In case you have R that's not removed in the Shema, you bought R from a guy, there's an Eitzah to fix it. And you have finished leather product, the Tuas says there's an Eitzah to fix it by being ma'abedit again. Take that finished R and put it back in the bar of some of them, to have a Yid do it, L'shem Mitzvah Stolen, and you ma'abed a second time. And that makes it the Lishma now. The Kivegan and Shuvah Simin Yud brings down from one of the earlier Achrayim in the Be'esek that wants to say a Chiddush, that the same way the Torah says you can fix it now by being ma'abed again, you can fix it now by being mashchir it lishma, just painting it black, making the Torah black lishem b'tzitzilim, that also will make it lishma.
Okay.
And the king is chol very shlak on this base.
Then you love to be lishma.
You know, we do have a need movement.
It's
very shvet, but the kivege his lashon is chalina b'chalil nusmech b'zel debei tshuvas ve'esik. It says chalina for twice to be soymach on this ve'esik ve'ein yisoid l'dvarav. There's no yisoid. And pshat kivege is maybe like amazing, but I think more pashut kivege is the kivege saying there's no tsushdel to what the tour said that you can ma'abed it again. Because the emphasis is the tour is a bit chiddush. So the chiddush said, if it was already mu'ubish lo'ing l'shma, what are you accomplishing by being ma'amid again? It's already mu'ubit. It was already mu'ubit l'shma. The teretz is, the Torah seems to hold, when you take finished leaven and you put it back into the bo'as ha'monim, you must keep it metzias, the first ibud. It becomes ois, the first ibud becomes ruined, becomes completely ruined, and the ibud process stops all over. It's so powerful, the salmonim, like it's like a burning salmonim, it takes away the whole first ibud, and the ibud starts over again. Then when you take it out, you're going to dry off, it's a whole brand new ibud. And now this new ibud that we're left with, that's the shema. But this is all on when you do the ibud a second time. What's the ton? If you take something and say mum l'shma, and you be mashkir l'shma, you just make it ashkan l'shma, that should be enough. That's the issue I have to say. But the Bi'ah Halacha brings down for the Mesa Galeza that wants to learn this way to be a Gra. No, we said the Goyen Yitzchan. The Bi'ah Halacha brings down the domestic and Eliezer says that the Goyen holds like the Be'esek. That Hashkar Lashma is enough to fix. If you had two that was moved not Lashma, you bought from a Goy, if you had R that was not moved in Lashma, you bought R from a Goy, you could fix it just with Hashkar. That's what's going to be a Gra. So according to the domestic and Eliezer, it's not just the Be'esek, it's from the. What we know will be is what we call very heavy machlokes between the goyin and the kivega, if Ashkar alone would help. But the Bi'ah Halacha says that he doesn't see it in the Bi'ah Grah. I mean, the Bi'ah Grah is very bekitz, so he doesn't see what the domestic Eliezer says, and where he's going to be Bi'ah Grah, he doesn't see this chiddush, that Ashkar l'shma alone will be enough to fix it. So there's no hefrach like that from the Bi'ah Grah. And the kivega says, b'feirish, l'ina b'chalina, to be semach on this, that Ashkar l'shma alone will be enough. And it could din that the tzuvos need to be shchayrus, that the halacha mashum sinai have to be black. The Bi'ah Halacha says, what about if the tzuvos were longer than the shia? The mashal on the shia tzuvos to tie it on the arm is, you know, for the krichas and even maybe for the shem shakai we tie the tzuvah of the shem shakai we tie on the fingers, on the hand and on the shagroish, it hangs down a little bit. You know, I'm looking at it, I'm not really sure what the shia is. Maybe a tefach, maybe a tzitzach. But what if you have longer than you need? It says there's a tibur. But what if we have longer? Do we have longer? It has to be a lot. Is it enough just to have shachar the shia and the rest of it doesn't have to be shachar? Or once you make it longer, you have to have the entire, like most of the pieces in the yard, we do a lot of extra, we normally have extra, and we just wrap it around a bunch of extra time. Does it all have to be shachar?
What about the inside?
That's Mechabes is a Farish, and that's the Gemara, really. Gemara says that the rice doesn't have to be, it could be yoruk, it could be any color, but just not red. It should not be, Gemara says, it should not be red, because red, if it flips over, people think the person has some sort of a machla, that he's bleeding, that's why you don't make it red. But there's not, today they make it, they have a new thing, they try to make it black all the way through, so it's protected from rubbing out. But it's really only one side. But the Bi'ah Halacha says, what about the extra piece of tzuah more than the shia? Does that have to be also shachar? Or is it enough? You just do shachar till there, and the rest not. One nachmin will be poshut if it scratches a little bit. Do you have to paint it over? And especially by the extra krichas, because when you wrap around the hand, I think sometimes it rubs out over there more.
What's hard? If you only need it, why should you need it?
Well, Bi'ah Halacha does say that for noi, his lashon is would be noi, definitely it should be, because it looks funny, you know, it goes black and then it stops, then it changes color. Definitely for noi, maybe zekeli mandeo, even more than noi, would have to be black. I'm thinking that maybe the svar would be, it might be telling you the stifle and brach, the simen hay, and the new print, the simen vav, being down from the tziv. I want to say a svara that whenever you're moisif on a shear, it's all part of the mitzvah. Mashal, if the shear matzah is a kezayis, but if you eat more than a kezayis in one shot, even though you ate more than the whole thing, would be the mitzvah matzah. Nafkamina would be, but as the chayisah say, there's other nafkaminas, that it's typhus, the shem mitzvah, on the entire amount that you eat, even if you eat more than the shear.
But
I talk about that also, even though you're midagbe nafikbe, but close mind you're holding it, it's still the mitzvah. This is Sechsim Mishayim, used to hold it all day. It's like one of the things from the right. The Gemara says, Sechsim Mishayim, used to hold it all the whole day. What was the Indian? Midagbe nafikbe, you heard it already. Teretz is, if they put it down, you're right. They picked up again, then already, maybe it's no big mitzvah. We have the minig of Hashanah, by Nesach Ashkenaz, you've got to put it down and pick it up again. The Sechsad has that mile. The Sechsad has that mile. You're holding it straight. You hold it straight from the mitzvah if you made the brasha right there.
They didn't want to put it down.
The same thing with the Shia. Then you put it down, it'd be even worse. Even worse. But this way, if you can hold it, close when you're holding it, it's all part of the mitzvah. They want to bring the right. He brings the right for Taishas and the Kedusha and Aflam Ches and the Yisharmi Kash and the Teres.
They're talking about the Shia. They have a Shia that's kosher. The part of it is not clueless. You're going to have to cut it off.
They took a Rubik Kukula, you know. Well, Rubik Kukula macht the Matisse, the ganze Sache ist kosher. Very special thing is kosher. So here also, maybe that's as far as it's done. Let's look at it like this. If the whole thing is part of the shiur, you're being moistive on the shiur, the whole thing becomes part of the mitzvah.
What are you starting to?
Yeah.
So what are you starting to?
That's like Zayas, matzah.
Yeah, let's say the last Zayas is kettle.
But you have the essence
of
the list.
The only thing with Shiva Mia Daf and Mashiv, the only place Shiva Mia Daf and then pass it to Shiva because the child is a psu, and the psu goes back. But something that's not a psu doesn't go back.
It's no
different than you
did it too. Well, you said, okay, I didn't go through that, but the last part of it. He'll get the king of Sakha. He's very Meirach on this one. The king, stipe and brothel, simon hay, and some of the blueprint. He's Meirach on this one. If you're moistif on the sheep, if it's nidfas in the mitzvah, if it's all part of the.
I'm asking, but if it's possible that if it's true, then it's not moistif on the sheep.
Okay, this thing that we over here, the Bialocha Claire, if you have to be makbid on chakras on the whole Ritzu, or just the Shia, it might be telling this. This is nothing in this week's Sedra, Pasha Shlach. One of the mitzvahs is the mitzvah. It's a suar chay labchem b'chay nechem. The mitzvah chinuch on this mitzvah tells you look at the chinuch on this mitzvah. And he says the chinuch in this mitzvah is musa haskel koshem aluchi becha v'ashrecha v'tayv lachas loshen mechas benach koshem aluchi becha loshen the pasuk tied on your heart v'ashrecha you be lucky v'tayv lachas be good for you. I'm not going to go through the whole chinuch, but just read one line from the chinuch. One line of the chinuch in this mitzvah, he says hatayv timshach habasah tayvus, any desires of gashmis in this world is moishach the basah from the mensch, the flesh from the mensch kimshach yayin ashaytav. It's a zayvi a shikin alcoholic with wine. And where the Gemashli says, just like everyone sees an alcoholic, a real alcoholic, the people that are mamish drunks, all the whole life is to run after another drink, till they get so drunk they just pass out, and then they wake up, they go bite the drink. The whole life they're always chasing, they're never full, they're never seveya. The same thing, Taivas and Maza. Person things, you know. I'll get that car, I'll be happy. You're not. You get that car, you want the next car. The next car, you're fine. You get the most expensive car, you still be happy. You always be chasing it. You're like a holler. You're always chasing it. You're always getting drunk. You're waking up. You want vice. You never survey it till the end. It's a waste of life. The Pergal says that Taibis is machet mentioned the Eivishta. It's machet mentioned the Atoyt HaMiti. Why is that? You have to understand it. But the Mishnah Shem says that's the Metzias. Going after too much Tanug Yangam Hazza is just machet the person of the Ebishtah. Then the Chinuch says, Shtikah Halacha the Gevor, Yesakashi, he says, how come there's no Malkus on this lap? And he means the Mishnah in Sechta Malkus, the third parak, the first Mishnah says, Eimahin and Leikin gives the list of all the Malkus in the Torah, and one of them is not this lap was Surakir Labachim. So in Chayr the Poshah Teretz is, Jigos Lav Shem Bermaisa. But I think the kasha is, what about a person does it by day maisa? A person He picks up a Sefer Minas, for example. This is, and he starts, and he's reading it. That could be a Yedei Maisa. Or he goes, he walks to a Mokum, which will be Shri Megari Yetzirah, to go see something of Shri Megari Yetzirah. That maybe is considered a Maisa. Why isn't he over the Lab, and why is there a Makas on that? So the Chinuch gives two tirs, and the first tirs is, the sound of tirs is a bit so schwer. The first tirs the Chinuch says is, Kim Yeisa Odom Bonoi, because the person is built, it's not possible. Sometimes he's going to see something that he shouldn't have seen. And also, sometimes it's not possible that his machshav will not think about something he should not think about. Therefore, there's no malchus. So, I'm not sure what the chinuch is saying. I think he means that the eidim can never really be made as the mazid. Maybe it's like the chinuch is saying. Sometimes it's considered a, it's not an ein, it's a shaygig. It's considered a shaygig. And Mimela, there's no Malchus. But I don't really understand it because the Eidim, the case of Malchus is with Hasura. So the Eidim are telling somebody, don't pick up that book. If you do, you're able to assume you get Malchus. And the only case of Malchus would be where the person answers Apple Pekin. Every Avera is that way. The person has to say, you have to give him Hasura, and the person has to answer back. Apple Pekin doing it, that's the only case where we give Malchus and Mrs. Bezin. It's not somebody we're talking into that, but that's the case of all. So if the person is Apple Pekin, we know he was amazing. Unless the kasha was maybe he answered how he came, but his actual seeing or thinking about it was really b'shegig. Maybe that's what he means. But the second teretz is a bigger chiddush. What the chinuch says is la halacha. The chinuch says gam ki pa'amim efshe lav alav zed l'lisha ma'isa. Because sometimes this lav is without a ma'isa. The kvak is acting a ma'ing l'sha kol lav she'efshe lav alav li ma'isa ach fi she'osav a ma'isa in loikon lav l'fi ha'doyma. It seems to me that any lavish is possible to do without a maisa, even if you do it with a maisa, it has the claw of lavshem b'maisa that ain't looking love. It's a bit chiddush that this claw of lavshem b'maisa ain't looking love goes on any lav which is possible to do with a maisa, even if you did it with a maisa. Yeah. But this chinuch happens to be a das yochid, not das yochid, it's the only vision that says it. Maybe no other vision of machonik on it, but this chiddush is only, how do I know it's the only vision that says it? I'm not such a bucky, I can't say, and all the sifri rishonim, I have from the Mishnah Melch. The Mishnah Melch pays down, and he'll some avalev, aloch above, the vimach vahine, and the stechemid, also, and chenich haklogam, o islamid, o isyesi, bezi, and dalad, they're doing mayach and this chinuch, and they say that this chiddush is only in the chinuch. You won't find it in any other rishonim, maybe no one is chaylik, but this chiddush is only a chiddush from the chinuch. That a lav, which is possible to do, shalai de maisa, is begir the lav shem maisa, which has no malchus, even if you do it at de maisa. They have a bigger richas. So I'm just saying, give you two mamakavis. The chassidim say I'm very mayach about this chiddush. Yeah, you're asking kasha from chometz. You're asking good because chometz is also possible. By your by matzah, it's possible to do shalei de maisa and de maisa. The Rambam says that you get malchus when you do de maisa. What do you mean de maisa? Right? Which will be not like the chinuch. Maybe that's what they talk about, right?